We are learning Mesechtas Sanhedrin Daf Nun Aleph Amud Beis. We are starting basically in the middle of the Amud Nun Aleph Amud Beis, the first words of the law in a halacha ka'amar, and we're starting from my Rabbi Shmuel. We had so far until now we had explained two shittas, and now we're going to have a third shita we have to explain. The three shittas are: what is a bas koyin? He says a bas koyin gets tzreifa. We know a bas koyin when she's mezana gets tzreifa. In which case does she get tzreifa? According to the Rabbanon, the bas koyin gets tzreifa when she's married, benesuin, and she's mezana. Usually a bas yisrael would get chenek, she gets tzreifa. But a arusa, an arim rasa who is mezana, gets skila. So even a bas koyin gets skila according to Rabbanon. Why should she get downgraded to tzreifa? That's Rabbanon shita. Rab Shimon says that bas koyin is mezana gets tzreifa no matter what. Sai and Nairam Rasa and Sai and Nesua all get Sreifa. And it's a Shitasa that holds that it's a higher level. Sreifa is a higher level. And then we had the Gemara mentioned Rabbi Shmuel. Rabbi Shmuel says that Taka or Nairam Rasa Arusa goes from Skila to Sreifa, but a Nesua does not. So this is the first Shita holds that Nesua doesn't get Sreifa. I mean, she still gets Chenek. So we have to explain what's on Rabbi Shmuel. Rabbi Shmuel Shita is Dafka Arusa gets Sreifa, not a Nesua. My Rabbi Shmuel, time to the Braisa. It says in the Pasuk of Bas Ish Kayin Kisecha Liznois, Zok Rabbi Shmuel, Benai Ravi Arusa, Kosov Dabra, Tukwa Nai Rabbi Rasa, Ata Oimer Benai Ravi Arusa, Ina Lafil Nesua, maybe it's even a Nesua. Tamaloimar, it says in a different Pasuk, Ish Asher Yinaf, Es Eish Yisra'eu, Moisumas Aneif and Efes. This Pasuk is talking about regular Eish Ish. Moisumas means Chenek. So Akola b'chlal noyef and efes. Everyone, including Bas Koyin, is included in noyef and efes. Hoitzi akosav Bas Yisrael, which means everyone's included in noyef and efes. Sai Bas Koyin, Sai Bas Yisrael Arusa. Everything was included. So hoitzi akosav Bas Yisrael b'skila. The Torah said certain times Bas Yisrael gets skila. When benarim rasa, and the Torah says certain times Bas Koyin gets sreifa. It doesn't say when Bas Koyin b'sreifa. Just like when the Torah takes a specific case out of the general rule. Also, it took out Arusa L'Nesua. That's his drasha. His drasha is called Binyanav. He says, just like the klala is usually Gechenek. We had a special Nairam Rasa get Skila. So when you have a special Baskoin, also means a Nairam Rasa. That's what you get Sreifa. That's the pshat in his drasha. And he goes further in darshaning.
Why would
it
Bas Koyin
so get
less than
the Bas
Yisrael?
So it's not less, Quentin. He holds like a Shimon, that's more chamer. He has to hold like a Shimon, that's more chamer. And therefore he gets more. Now, next part of he goes further, Rishmael, and says, Zoymimeha uboya Allah, both the Zoymim and her Bailo, Bechlav, he's in the Kash Zomim. They're Bechlav, Kish Zomim. Tomorrow jumps right away. Bailo, my Kash Zomim, Mika. There's no Kash Zomim and Bailo. This is how you read it. Zoymimeha, Bechlav, Misa's Bailo. The halacha is that the Zoymimeha gets the Misa of the Bailo, which means, by Arusa, Naira Hamarasa, that is Mizana. The halacha is that according to, if she's a Bas Koyin, according to Rishmael, she gets Sreifa. The Baila does not get Sreifa. And same thing as Zayimeh, as Bechla Baila does not get Sreifa. Shenema, but it's like Hashazom, Lassis La'ochiv, Veloy La'choisai. It's Lassis La'ochiv, Veloy La'choisai, Divir Rabbi Shmuel. That's what Rishmael says, that they make the Josh like that. And the difference was going on everything, on the whole idea. The last thing, the Zayimeh is got it. Everyone agrees to that. But it's going to all the halachas that he says, the only time you have the din of Sreifa is only Nair Marasa, Divir Rabbi Shmuel. Rav Akiva Imer, Achas Arusa, Va'achas Nesua, Yoitzis Lesreifa. It's like Rav Shimon Shita. That Achas Arusa, Va'achas Nesua, Yoitzis Lesreifa, Yochal Afil a Pnuya, maybe even a Pnuya, Nemekan Avim, Nemelan Avim, Alan Nesnosim Zikas Abal, Avkan Nesnosim Zikas Abal. So Amalei Ravi Shmuel, Rav Shmuel says to Rav Akiva, if you have this Gzer Shava, we're learning out from a Via that says B'nai Marasa, and he's therefore has to have a Zikas Abal, not a Pnuya, Imalahal Naira Via Rusa, Avkan Naira Via Rusa. Omalei Rabbi Kiva, Rabbi Shmuel Achi, Bas U Bas Ani Darashim. I'm dashing the extra vav. We had this before. Yesterday's Amen. Bas U Bas Ani Darashim. I dashed the extra vav. Omalei, so Rabbi Shmuel says back. Vnechat Darash Bas U Bas. Noitzizul Lesreifa. He should, because he dashed the extra vav, he should say it goes Lesreifa and be Machmir more than the Misa of Fereshes by that it's Chenek. That if you have a Gzeir Shava, so why are you darshaning the Vav? you have a gzeira shava. You hold that this vav somehow knocks out the gzeira shava. It's marb everything. So maspel havias and asua havias apnu you also. If you have a via, basically he's asking, make up your mind. You're a vav person or a gzeira shava person? If you have a gzeira shava, learn it. And it has to be naram rasa. Terry says, oh, vav is maiva. Vav is maisif, maisif pnuya also. So Rabbi Kiva says, no. Rabbi Kiva, ahani gzeira shava lamute pnuya, vahani bas ubas of rabbis is an asua. He says, we use both of them. Gzeira shava says it has to be a zikas baal. Now, you would think zikas baal has to be exactly like the avia case, which is naram rasa. Comes ubas is marba and asua. So I use both of them. So why don't Rabbi Shmuel understand this? Rabbi Shmuel saw him at the Kamalei Bas Ubas. He thought once you said Bas Ubas, Shemam in a Hodbeim Gzeri Shava. It sounded like you Chosim Gzeri Shava. So let's take a deep breath and stop here a second. So we have here Machlekes Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Kiva, which is really Machlekes Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Shimon, if you have a din of Sreifa by Arus and Asua. Now, through an Agav that Zoymimim do not get Sreifa. Why? Because it says Kash Zomim Lasis Lo Ochiv Lo La Chosim. Freitzik the Shaila, didn't we have a Miyat of He? That we have it for the pasuk says the basis going kisekla this says via he mechalelas and the gemara darshim before he veloizu emeha. So why do you lasis laachiv lechaisav he veloizu emeha? Tois asks kasha. Tois demas laachiv lechaisav. It says tema. Tema mekseiv he veloizu boyala he veloizu emeha. That's if no veloizu boyala from that pasuk he veloizu emeha also. So he says if it just had he we would just use it for boyala not for zaymeha. Why not? Because it's kasha zaman lemaisa. So but that's the lasis laachiv lechaisav to megal on that. Okay, so just say lasses loch lechaisoy. Why do we need he? Why does the Gemara always say he? So Gemara says, I'll tell you why. Because if just say lasses loch lechaisoy, you would think dafka if you have an achiv. But let's say you don't know who the boil is. The edim only said edim on the isha, not on the mazana, the man, the boil. So maybe there she would the edim ta get treifa because you don't have lasses loachiv. You only have lechaisoy there. No, she don't. You know, she's mizana. She's a nine rosh. She's mizana with someone, with a person. You couldn't see the guy. You couldn't see the guy. What? No, the chassid was with you. You knew it was the chassid. Good question. But I guess you knew it wasn't the chassid. You knew it was someone else. You saw the guy's size. It was a different guy. So what would be the halacha there? Maybe there, she's not get like the Israel. Kamashullah, no, they don't get it. That's how she says. Now, the truth is, Machlokes Rishonim. Rashi and the Rambam both hold that if you only have Eidus on the Isha, you can get Sreifa. So this Taisus is a big Taisus. The guy with that Machlokes, he says that you would not get it. Okay, let's go back to the Gemara. So we're saying that Rabbi Kiva Darshan is the extra Vav to Mimar Ben Asua. Now remember, Rabbi Shmuel is not Mar Ben Asua. So what does Rabbi Shmuel do with the extra Vav? We're assuming Rabbi Shmuel Darshan is the Vavs. Rabbi Shmuel, and we stay assuming that Rabbi Shmuel Darshan is the extra Vavs. Rabbi Shmuel, Hai Bas Ubas, we're starting again now from five lines on the bottom, end of a line. Rabbi Shmuel, Hai Bas Ubas, my Darshibet. What is Darshan the extra Vav? What does he use it for? He says, we know by kahanim, we make a chilek between tmimim and bali mumin. We make a chilek between tmimim and bali mumin. That a balim can't do avodah. Maybe by the bas kain also, it should be a chilek if she's a balim muminat. Basically, the extra vav is being marba. A kehenes balas mum has the din sreifa. Has Rav Kiva know a kehenes balas mum gets sreifa? Rav Kiva, he learns out from the pasuk that says by bali mumim, hey makriv v'hoyu kodesh, which means that v'hoyu kodesh that teaches us that they're always kodesh, that even kodesh if they are bali mumim, they still get the kedusha. Rabbi Shmuel says that wouldn't be enough. Why? Only by the man, the kahanim themselves, they have more kedusha in the first place. So therefore, you're not going to say because the pasul avoda the mutal talam amesim. Av ben Isaiah, maybe this is the whole thing. Maybe Baal Mum doesn't get sreifa. I was saying like kamash v'lo. No, the extra vav gets sreifa. So Rabbi Shmuel uses the extra vav that what even a bas kohen baal mum gets sreifa. Now what do you do with the avia? Remember, we use the extra word avia for gzeris shava, and that teaches us you need a zikas baal, and that's it. Rav Shmuel does not use this at all. Rav Shmuel says it's a mamatzino, just like when a bas yisrael arusa was moitzi was dafka arusa when she got skila. Same thing about koyin when you have zinsreifa dafka arusa. So what does Rav Shmuel do to pasuk avia? Rav Shmuel on top of the bezim aleph. Hi es avia he mechaleles my darish bay. What does he do with the drasha of the avia? Very important halacha, according to Rabbi Shmuel. It says, Abbas ish kain kisech elizah, she's a mezana. She's mechal her father. What does that mean? Shimo, you know, you can make kaidash, no, you can make choil. If you know you can the father, kaidash, no, you can make choil. Which means there's a certain dinim, vikidashtoi, which means you give a kain the first aliyah, what we call it, kain. You give him the bench, you open the door for him. So all those halachas, you don't have to do it anymore if her daughter is mezana. Shemahayu noyigam by kaidish, noyigam by chayil, covered noyigam by rizayim. Avad, like the sharim speak out, they still have the din of they can do avoda and they can do chen. They don't become ice kain, but din v'kidashtoi you don't have to do. The Madcha says it's rishus. I'm allowed to give him kain. I don't have to give him kain. And the Madcha also says that same thing if someone's daughter, a kain's daughter, is mezana. Same thing. You don't have to give him kedusha. So Aimrim, Arush Zu Yalad, Arush Zu Gidal. We give him a klala that he brought up such a child who's Mazana. Arush Yazu Machalatsav. That this child came out of him. Omravashi, Keman, Karina, and Rishi Bar Rishia, Philo Rishi Bar Stika. According to who, we call someone a Rasha, if he's a Rasha, he's a Rasha by Rasha, even as far as a tzaddik. Who's that like? Keman Kai Tana. Like this Tana, like our mayor who says that we dash in Zaviyah Michalelis, that the father gets Mechol because of the daughter's actions. That's what happens. The father gets Mechol because of it. It means he loses some Kedusha. So what does Rabbi Shmuel do with the extra word Aviyah? To teach us this halacha of that becomes Mechol. And we end off this Gemara that the Mishnah says, Zu mitzvah on the skalim. What we learned till now was the mitzvah of Skila. My Tana, Tana Zu, mitzvah on the skalim. Mishum the Tana, it says in the last Mishnah, Nigmar Adin, Metzino Isai, List cycloid. You bring him out to get skila. Basically, skila you go to take kaimus. It's two stories high. The idika by the mister mitzvah on strafim tanami zu mitzvah on skalim. We're coming up now. We're going to explain mitzvah on strafim and then the haragim and then the achnakim. So in order to make akdamah today, we finished saying mitzvah on skalim and now we're going to go explain the other ones. I'll just read you before we go after the mister. I'm going to read the marchet. I said over. I'll read the marchet. It says like this: Pirch Rashi leftayach rishon levarach rishon to get the aliyah first and the bench. Oymani. Im kain kain shesh loy basha mira dasa. If someone has a kain whose daughter went up to darach or rak zinsa, v'chein leftayach rishon varach rishon, you don't give him a kain. I guess the marcha shul they gave the kain even though his daughter went up to darach. Va'amali mayri krayvi the much lefarish hacha noyigim bechal the rishusu. The kivin the rishusu yachal of duga rishon. It's a rishus, but you could give the guy kain. You could give him kain, but you don't have to. That's what it means. That's what the Marcha says. You know, yeah, it's a rishusu. That's what the Marcha says.